Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Tattva Chintan Pharma Chem Limited Q4 FY 2026 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjesh Jain from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Swapnali. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining on for Tattva Chintan Pharma Chem Limited Q4 FY 2026 results conference call. We have Tattva Chintan management on call, represented by Mr. Chintan Shah, Managing Director, Mr. Rajesh Pillai, Chief Financial Officer. I would like to invite Rajesh Ji to initiate with opening remark, post which we will have a Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sanjesh Ji. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Q4 FY 2026 earnings call of Tattva Chintan Pharma Chem Limited. Our financial results for the quarter have already been submitted to the stock exchanges and are also available on the company website. I will take you through the key financial highlights and provide you a brief update on the performance of our major business segments during the quarter. For Q4 FY 2026, the company reported operating revenue of rupees 1,341 million, reflecting a strong growth of 24% year-on-year and 2% quarter-on-quarter. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 281 million, marking a significant increase of 214% compared to the same period last year, and a 10% improvement sequentially. This growth was primarily supported by better product mix and improved operating leverage. Now turning to segment-wise product performance. First is Phase Transfer Catalyst. It recorded revenue of rupees 311 million, registering an 11% sequential growth through revenue, though the revenue was lower by 20% on year-on-year basis. Electrolytes also delivered a strong performance with revenue of 131 million, reflecting an exceptional growth of 865% quarter-on-quarter and 1,378% year-on-year. Pharma and agro intermediates and specialty chemicals generated revenue of rupees 358 million, representing a 10% increase year-on-year and despite a 24% decline sequentially. Structured Directing Agents reported revenue of rupees 525 million, witnessing a marginal decline of 2% quarter-on-quarter, while achieving a robust 52% growth compared to the corresponding quarter last year. With this, I conclude the overview of performance for the quarter. Once again, our Managing Director, Mr. Chintan Shah, has entrusted me with the opportunity to deliver this address on his behalf, and I sincerely value the confidence placed in me. With that, let me take you through his perspective on the year gone by and the progress achieved across the business and the direction we envisage going forward. First and foremost, I would utilize this opportunity to congratulate all the stakeholders on achieving revenue in excess of rupees 500 crores in recently concluded financial year. This year also marks an important milestone as your company completes 30 years of operation, a journey defined by committed innovations. As we conclude the financial year, we are pleased to note that Tattva Chintan is at an inflection point where multiple initiatives across our business segments are beginning to converge, reflecting the early stages of a more structured growth. Over the last couple of quarters, we have been observing a gradual pickup in momentum in business activity across the segments. Order flows are becoming relatively more stable. There is a consistent gradual uptick in demand. Customer interactions are increasingly moving beyond short-term procurement towards broader business discussions and future requirements. The overall engagement environment across key end-use segment has improved significantly compared to what we experienced over the last couple of years. This is helping in better planning, improved continuity in business discussions, and more structured commercial engagement across all the segments. At an operational level, our efforts during the year remained centered around improving execution across businesses, stabilizing newly commercialized products, and preparing the organization for higher scale across select segments. Also, we remained focused on making the new production block at Dahej site operational. The new block is now fully operational on commercial scale. Alongside this, we continue to work on process optimization and on strengthening the manufacturing readiness for upcoming opportunities. As we move into the new financial year, our focus will increasingly be on translating these efforts into more consistent commercial outcomes, while ensuring the organization remains adequately prepared to support future growth across multiple business verticals. We believe the work carried out over the last few years has created a stronger operational foundation for the company as several opportunities gradually move towards higher scale and regular business engagement. Let me now take you through the segment-wise developments. Phase Transfer Catalyst. Phase Transfer Catalyst continue to deliver steady organic growth in line with historical trends. Over a period of time, industries across the chemical sector are increasingly recognizing the process and efficiency advantages offered by PTC chemistry in various applications. We believe this gradual widening of acceptance across industries will continue to support the long-term organic growth of this segment. Structured directing agents. In structured directing agents, the demand are consistently growing, and as we come near to the 2027 implementation of stricter emission norms via implementation of Euro 7, the demand will continue to gradually rise. The first implementation of these norms is beginning with Europe and would be followed by other geographies gradually. We are also witnessing improved customer engagement across key geographies, with business discussions becoming more structured. Given the specialized nature of this chemistry and our established position in the segment, we continue to remain positive on the long-term prospects of the SDA business and expect it to remain an important contributor to the company over the coming years. Electrolyte salts and solutions. The electrolyte salts segment continue to scale gradually, supported by increasing consumption in energy storage applications. The customer utilizing our electrolytes for energy storage devices has shown a steady ramp up in volumes, and we expect this trajectory to strongly strengthen during the current year. In addition, work with the customer engaged in hybrid battery application is also progressing well. We shall see a beginning of commercial business for this application in Q3 of this current year. With gradual scale up across customers, this segment is steadily strengthening its strategic relevance within our overall portfolio. The current year will reflect electrolyte segment as a relevant contributor to our overall revenue. Pharma, agro and specialty chemicals, that is PASC. In PASC, commercial traction has improved meaningfully. The agro intermediates commercialized earlier are witnessing sustained demand and are expected to see healthy offtake during the year. On the pharma side, all the validations of our products are successfully completed and commercialization will begin from current year. We have one product getting into commercialization in Q1, and the other two products will get into commercial production from Q3. These products would be produced and delivered on campaign basis. Overall, this segment continues to reflect the benefits of our focus on catalytic technologies and complex chemistry development. Semiconductor chemicals. In the semiconductor chemical segment, we are pleased to report a significant milestone. Plant scale trials for our first product have been completed successfully, and its dispatch would happen in the current quarter. This is a big confidence booster for our team, and this success brings in new zeal to put in more efforts to make this as one of our most important product segments over a few years. This marks an important step forward in our long-term semiconductor roadmap, and while the scale-up will remain gradual, it strengthens our confidence in the emerging opportunity within this domain. As we discussed earlier, our focus on building infrastructure for future growth remains a key priority. With respect to the new greenfield project at Jhulwa, the preparatory work has progressed further, and we expect to commence the groundbreaking during this quarter. As the project engineering and planning were refined further, we identified opportunities to enhance long-term scalability and operational efficiency of this facility. We believe this additional effort at the design stage will strengthen the long-term value creation potential of this asset. This facility will be a key enabler for products with strong domestic demand and will significantly enhance our manufacturing flexibility as we move towards commercialization over the next 18 months. The current ongoing geopolitical conflicts definitely pose challenges, this leading to rising costs of fuel, packing material, and of course the biggest challenge is the steep increase in the prices of key raw materials, which are crude oil and related to ammonia. The freight rates are also increasing. The good part is that so far availability of raw materials continue almost smoothly, except for some delays in certain cases. We have worked closely with each customer, and most of our major customer has shared the impact of rising costs. We appreciate the support of each customer in their understanding and support in this difficult times. With their help, we have been able to minimize the impact of increasing costs. Of course, as a part of our commitment, we have honored each and every open order for all the customers. The increased price have gradually been implemented on new orders. With multiple developments getting into commercial phase, we foresee the momentum of growth to continue for next 2 years. Once the new greenfield project at Jhulwa goes online, it will bring in the next phase of growth from financial year 28-29. We will launch two agro intermediates with significant revenue potentials. We have successfully piloted the innovative technology by which we will produce these products at the new plant. Besides the new launches, the Jhulwa project will also have capacities available for us to grow within our existing products. As we reflect on the journey of the company over the last 3 decades, it is evident that the foundation of Tatva Chintan has been built on consistent investment in technical capability, innovative technology, customer-centric approach, and disciplined execution. Today, we are seeing the results of the sustained efforts gradually coming together across the business, setting the stage for a more integrated and scalable growth platform. We remain committed to maintaining this disciplined approach as we move forward, with a continued emphasis on operational excellence, technology-led differentiation, and long-term value creation for all stakeholders. We would like to sincerely thank our customers, business partners, shareholders, and employees for their continued trust and support over the years. With that, I now request the moderator to open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star then one on the touchstone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants, you are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the first question from the line of Siddhant Singh from Green Portfolio Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
So, sir, to begin with, how should we think about the overall revenue growth outlook for FY27 and overall blended EBITDA margin? Like, as in Q4, we have, achieved 21% ka EBITDA margin. So, what is the overall outlook for FY27?
Yes. So, the guidance has already been given in our previous calls. We have already maintained that we will be growing the revenue by around 25%. EBITDA should be in range of somewhere around 20 to 22% on a very realistic basis. So we'll stick to that.
Okay. And like due to geopolitical issues, like we are not decreasing our guidance, like EBITDA guidance.
Not actually, because the crises are going up due to the geopolitical situation and other things, but gradually it is being absorbed by our customers. Our customers are cooperating, although they are not being absorbed at 100% level, but probably we believe that it will gradually be absorbed. And we don't intend to change anything on our guidance in that matter.
Okay. Sir, at the start of the call, like you told, electrolyte salt segment will be a key contributor this time in FY27, right? What will be the percentage, like if you can quantify it?
Around 8 to 10% that we had already informed in last earning call, and we are still going by the same.
Okay. And for like we are we are getting any visibility about electrolyte salt orders, like with any key customer in US or anywhere?
Yeah, actually it's a sunrise this thing segment, and we have been an early entrant into it. So we have been working with quite a few companies on this, and we have been very transparent in our earning call about it. And now gradually we are seeing that it's materializing, the things are getting stabilized at the customer's end, and the uptake of the products from our end is actually increasing. So that is quite evident in the results that we provided.
Yeah. Okay. And sir, one thing, like I missed it, like what is the commercial execution timeline for Jholva project?
See, we are actually at the planning stage. Okay. We are actually at the planning stage, and after the planning, we would take somewhere around 18 to 20 months. So roughly around in January 2028, I mean first couple of months of 2028, we would be commercializing the Jholva plant. We will be starting the commercial production.
So like current facility, like what is the peak utilization of current capacity, I mean revenue terms?
Around 85%, 80 to 85% range.
Okay, right now we are, so peak potential revenue will be somewhere around 700 crores maximum from current capacity, and after Jholva plant, we can like enhance that.
From the current facility, it would be somewhere around 850 to 900 crores of revenue. And Jholva facility, the revenue would be on the similar lines.
Okay.
Jholva facility will go in multiple phases.
Yes. So
for phase one, we estimate the revenue potential in the range of 400 to 500 crores.
Okay. Okay, got it, sir. And one final question, like on the semiconductor chemistry, as you told, like we are going to dispatch our first trial this quarter only. Like, but apart from that, like we are seeing any more demand uptick here or any new pilot project, or like we are still thinking about that commercialization will still be happening in calendar year 28.
It's a very complex chemistry, and there are a lot of validation cycles that will be happening till that period. Okay, so it's a planned trial product that is being sent as of now, which again will undergo different validations, and then the final commercialization will begin somewhere around in 28-29.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best for your future.
Thank you. Thank you.
Before we take the next question, a reminder to all, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Sanjesh Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. I got a few questions. First, on the electronic chemical, this quarter we had seen a sharp jump. Quarterly-wise, is this the run rate we should see for the remaining year, Is that a fair assumption that what we are selling in this quarter, for next four quarterly basis should we sustain at those level?
It's a sustainable growth, Sanjay ji. It will be somewhere around the same point in all the quarters.
Okay, so this
It will not be equal to equal every quarter, but on a yearly basis, you can say it would be four times of this revenue is what we can project correctly.
Okay. So we will see a very sharp jump then next year for this. And this is only for one application or this is including both the application?
Currently only for one application.
Yes.
Second application of hybrid battery will go online by somewhere in that phase of November or December of this calendar year.
And then the run rate should increase from there for that?
So that should increase, but that business will also get into full commercialization. So it will be a gradual ramp up getting into full scale by 2028 when the actual vehicle launch is happening in mid of 2028. But before that, probably late 2027 or early 2028 is when the actual ramp up will happen.
Got it. Got it. And for PASC, this quarter we saw a decline. I thought we had a big win in PASC. How should we see PASC and how are we seeing the agrochemical demand and the demand for our product in the next quarter? Sorry, next year.
Demand is pretty stable. Why we saw this decline was not because of lack of order, because of that has happened because of we started producing it from the new facility. Now we started trial production in January and commercialized in February. And post that, we had seen a lot of challenges which we had to overcome to streamline the production. That is what caused a lot of delays in terms of dispatching the product. And then this has now been overcome and things are moving pretty smoothly now. So in terms of orders, we have good visibility till end of calendar year, current calendar year. And I assume the same to remain, same to continue even for the next year as well.
And so agrochemical, we had two products, right? One is photochlorination and the other one is the larger product.
Yes.
Both are seeing the production ramp up or just one of them?
Yes, both are seeing. Both of them. Yeah.
Both of them are seeing.
Both of them. So the photochlorination product also, we had a lot of challenges which we gradually, one after another, we could sort out all the troubles. And now there as well, the production has become much more smoother. And now we are seeing consistent dispatches at the proper time.
Got it. Got it. And on the pharma side, we said we are starting one product to commercialize from the Q1 onwards. How should we see entire pharma piece for FY 2027?
On the upper side, we should see a revenue in the range of about, I believe, somewhere close to 70-75 crores in this financial year.
No, 70.
That is completely a new add-on. 70-75 crores is a fair estimate. That will be a completely new add-on to our existing business. So, of course, there has been revenue from pharma, but it was very negligible, only coming from those validation trials and stuff like that. But now the actual commercialization has begun. So we are already executing couple of orders for this first product. So production is ongoing and the dispatches have already started. So yeah, we have clear visibility to scale within a range of 70-75 CR in this financial year.
Got it. Got it. And on the SDA side, this year has been a very good year. And given that the gas prices have also gone up very sharply, which can become a tailwind for our ICE engine growth, and Euro 7 implementation on the card starting with Europe, how should we see this number is sustainable, or you expect in FY 2027, we will grow the SDA even on the high base of this year?
We expect to grow at least by 20% in this current financial year. We should reach anywhere number between 250-300 crore this year.
Got it. Got it. When I see we have pharma.
So now, as we go ahead, you know, month on month basis, we are gradually seeing more orders being put up for the Euro 7 application. So now that is happening. So that switch is happening to Euro 6 to Euro 7. So yeah, we'll see that uptick. Probably somewhere around July or August is when we'll start seeing that uptick in the numbers as well.
Got it. Got it. So if I look at the three segments, which is ESS, PASC, and SDA, it appears that next year could be pretty strong than the 20%-25% revenue guidance which we give, right?
I will stay with 25%. See, there are a lot of uncertainties in terms of the geopolitical issues that are happening. It may not hit us, but it may hit the customers. So there are a lot of uncertainties within this era. Right now, what is happening is something which we have never seen historically. So I would stay a little conservative with the prediction of 20%-25% give and take. There are possibilities we can reach higher, but I would safely say to predict a growth of 25% is more realistic.
And on the Southeast, sorry, West Asia crisis, we use a lot of amines, which is made from ammonia and all. How is the raw material situation and the price increase that we have taken? What is the ballpark price increase we have started taking now? Because that will also add to the growth, correct?
Yes. There was a phase of two or three weeks when nearly amines were not available at all. Immediately, more or less immediately after this Iran issue started. Somewhere in March, we lost a lot many production days because of unavailability of the amines. But post that, the availability has become very smooth, so there is no issues in terms of availability. But the prices have gone up by nearly 30%-40% in terms of ammonia. So that is a deterrent. So in most of the cases, we have been able to pass on that price increase to the customer. Gratefully, most of the customers have fortunately one accepted it. So that has not become a big challenge. There are certain cases where customers are adamant in terms of only allowing us to change the raw material price. In fact, only passing on the impact related to the raw material price. That may have some adverse impact on EBITDA. But largely on a broader scale, with increasing volumes and a robust year that we forecast, I think that gets compensated with increased fuel cost and a little hit in EBITDA margins in some of the customer perspective. Should not really have any material impact in terms of what EBITDA margin will be. There also, we stay with 20% to 22%. Because what is happening is with improved efficiency of the plant output, the occupancy of the plant is going up. So that is taking care of some of these variables which are absorbed by in terms of efficiency of the plant. So that's a good part. The time when we are seeing the reversal in terms of demand is happening is virtually at a very good time, which is taking this adverse impact of the Iran crisis.
So we are telling that despite all this situation, we will maintain the margin and growth. Probably there is a possibility of a green shoot, but we should achieve at least 25%.
Absolutely. Yes.
Got it. And one on the end customer, what is the feedback you're getting on AgChem? Because I think there is a lot of concern on AgChem volumes. Are you hearing the same concern from your customer for your product?
Not for it. It's not for our product. And we are a very insignificant volume to their total demand. So probably we are not impacted by that. So we continue to enjoy our share of the business for those two particular products which we have newly launched. And I don't see any challenge, at least in calendar year 2026. And what I hear is in terms of allocation, potential allocation for 2027 as well. I feel we are pretty confident too, even in the pharma case. So both years, at least for this year and the next year, we have very good visibility in terms of demand.
Got it. Got it. And the new plant we started, should it ramp up from the Q1 completely and should it add to the growth? Because sequentially now.
Yeah. So now it is working very smoothly. And that's the only way where we can now say that we can scale up to a revenue of 850 crores from this Dahej facility, existing facility. So even before the Jholwa plant become operational, this is the place where we, of course, we still have certain bottlenecks, very specific bottlenecks which we have to remove. So there would be an infusion of some CapEx, but very minor, you know, maybe ranging 10-12 crores a year kind of a thing, which will help us eliminate certain bottlenecks and still ramp up the revenue to a range of 850-900 crores from this facility. And this is only possible with this new plant which has become operational now.
We should hopefully reach the full potential in FY28?
Next. So not this current financial year, but next financial year is what.
Got it. Got it. And on the margin, earlier we used to do 25%. When the plant is fully operationalized, that target also is achievable, right?
That is achievable, yeah. Then it becomes realistic, yes.
Got it. And then on the Jholwa side, can you help us understand what we earlier talked about?
We are into detailed engineering. So during this course of detailing, we got certain feedbacks from our designer team, basis on which we had to do some more further trials, which actually helped us to optimize the process and the engineering requirements to a very large extent. So that is what held us up for nearly 4 or 6 weeks. But that has really helped us to, you know, identify that this process can be further become more robust, optimized, and that reduces our need for number of reactors to be installed at the plant. So that is what we achieved during this last 4 to 6 weeks. So now it is into final designing stage, and then potentially now we will be calling in for the bids from the various construction companies for civil construction. And then I think by within next 60 days we should be breaking the ground for this facility. From that point on, so let us say we are in mid-May, we break ground in mid-July. From there, let us consider a time frame of 18 to 20 months to come into production. So that is what probably calendar year 28, early calendar year 28, January to March, somewhere will kick off production from that side.
And we should be investing what, 250, 270 crores there?
Roughly in that range, yes. Yeah.
And this will have, as we said earlier, a dedicated plant and an MPP, right?
Yes. So this has one dedicated facility for this large agro product that we are launching. And just to mention here, which I'm really proud of, that this is being done by a new technology which has been fully developed in-house. And we have not seen any single patent or process filed via this route of chemistry. So it is something exceptional that our team has achieved, and we are really proud of that. So this is what we have now successfully piloted as well, and now it is a matter of commercializing when the plant becomes available to us.
Got it. And then one last bookkeeping question on the tax rate. And this quarter, the tax rate appears to be exceptionally high at 38%. Can you just take us, how should we take tax rate? I thought we have this tax holiday because we were enjoying the tax holiday in our Dahej facility, which is the larger one. Can you take us through the tax rate? What's happening there and how should we see it?
There are a couple of things into it. One is that we had some carry forward losses on income tax basis. So the 10AA benefits are not, we are not entitled to 10AA benefits this year. And plus the capitalization, I mean, the capex has been very heavy. I mean, around 100 crores of capex has added. So which actually increases the deferred tax. And that both of them combinedly affects the quarterly this thing. Otherwise, if you look at the annual figure, it would be somewhere around 26%.
And going forward, should the tax rate effectively come down because we will start?
Yeah, it will effectively come down as you continue using this asset as the depreciation between the books and the income tax synchronize more. The effective tax rates will come down.
And we still enjoy that tax holiday, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Got it. Because the tax cash what we are paying is just 7 crore, but if I look at P&L, it's much, much higher.
Yes. It's because of that, I mean, deferred taxes.
And what is the total capex we are looking for the next quarter, next year?
Next year.
Current financial year 100 crores and 175 crores in the next financial year.
175 crore for next financial year. That will be for all Jolba, largely.
Both. 100 and 175 both for Jolba put together. Because it will take nearly 20 months, right?
Also, we are telling
so part of that capex will happen in this year and part of it happen in next financial year.
Oh, so 100 crore in FY27, 175 crore in FY28.
Yeah, correct.
Got it. No, that's very clear. That's it from my side. Thanks for answering all those questions and best of luck for the coming quarter.
Thank you.
A reminder to all, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Jay Vagasia, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Hello. Yes. Yes.
So, Jintanji, my first question was on the SDA. So, what has happened over the past 3 to 3.5 years is that initially we were caught up with the high cost inventory and in the latter part, there was, the fluctuation in raw material prices, which really hit us hard. So, of course, we can't do anything about raw material fluctuation, but is this the inherent risk that the business has that in the SDA, we don't have confirmed PO, we just get the visibility and then we have to make the production. Eventually, if the price fluctuation is too much, it hits in the PL. So, is it the inherent risk in the business of the SDA?
No. Basically, how it works is you have an annual forecast and based on that, they keep releasing the orders. Usually, they are very precise in terms of forecast, except if something becomes really unexpected, really unpredictable or unexpected.
Sorry to interrupt you. Your voice is breaking.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're
hello? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so basically the forecast is pretty much precise and see, for example, in recent times when this during this Iran crisis, suddenly the raw material prices shot up, very immediately post our inventory, so whatever we are holding in terms of ready inventory for the customer, that we continue to ship out at the existing rate and they have readily agreed to, apply the available formulas what we have. And this is the consumption of these key raw materials which impact to such an extent. So those implications have already been applied and the prices for the new POs have already been revised accordingly. So that is not at all a risk in this particular part of business. The only risk is in terms of demand when it becomes really volatile. So, and that is what had happened during the past 2 years where demand had literally vanished because of massive uptake that happened post-COVID. Lot of inventory pile up had happened and suddenly the demand crashed because of that. But I think now things are pretty much normal and we are seeing very regular orders being punched in by the customers.
Okay. And secondly, Chintanbhai, SDA is essentially a duopoly market, right? So there's 85% around SACIM and 15% would be us. So being in India, our cost structures would be much better as compared to SACIM. So once this Euro 7 kicks in, and there is additional demand. Can we expect that market share will be much better than 15%?
Here it is little different way how the business happens in this segment. It is not really a price sensitive matter. So, and that is the only reason why customer readily says, okay, from next month you have the new price allocated. So, there is not much discussion over emails, it's just question. It's not a really price sensitive matter. When something is approved for one specific vehicle, then there is literally no space to change it. So, for example, if the Tatva product is applied to XYZ variant, then it continues to remain there till the variant has its market share, market presence.
So replacing somebody is not an option here for an existing business. You only get opportunities and your doors open only for the new opportunities that comes. So that is where we have slowly started gaining momentum over our competitor. And gradually we, so for example, in Euro 6 times we were very late entrant. So a lot of things were already fixed up and we were quite late for that part of business to secure. But Euro 7, we are very well in time. We have our foot in the door right from beginning. So we'll gradually see our market share keep on rising. Because yes, there is definitely an advantage in terms of pricing between us and the U.S. manufacturer, right? So that advantage we definitely enjoy.
Right. So that's what I was asking. So any model
that Here also customer is, see, there are only very few select customers for our product. And customers also know that there are only two suppliers for this product. So they always try to keep a balance. Maybe if I say I get most of the share, then I mean I may be getting 70% of the volume. You will never get more than that, right? From any particular customer for any particular product. Because that is how they want to keep both of us engaged in this business. That is the key.
Right. So with Euro 7, any model with Euro 7 norms, we would be all wherever SAARC is, we would be there, right? In most 85%-90% of cases.
Yes.
Okay. And Jitendra, on the agrochem side, PAS segment, so the kind of pipeline that we have built, so going down 2 to 3 years ahead, PAS would eventually be much more bigger than the SDA?
It has definitive chances to be so. You are very correct. So if I say not 2 years, but I would say once the Jholwa plant becomes operational, then very much it will become much larger than the SDA for sure.
Right. And one more, so we have declared dividend this time. I don't understand the rationale behind the dividend. So we have higher, you see, our loans have increased, sir. Short-term borrowings have increased, and at the same time, we are paying dividends. So it's not justifiable, right? Our finance costs.
See, basically, it is that we retain 80% of our earnings post-net, the net profit. We want to distribute nearly about 10% of that profits in terms of dividend. I think it is pretty fair for all the stakeholders holding their keeping faith in the company, then they should be paid back. That is pretty fair. We are plowing back 90% of the earnings back into the company.
Got it, sir. But just a request that at the end, I think there should be equitability whether the P&L, the interest cost that is hitting in the P&L, that should also, yeah. But it is, again, it's a management decision. And sir, my final question was regarding the semiconductor space. So can you just throw some light on the supply chain that would be involved with? So would we be sending our chemicals directly to the export market, or how would it work? Would it be sending directly to the sale, or there are intermediaries involved?
No, there are intermediaries involved. So basically, see, the fab companies normally have larger companies who supply into these fab companies. And the larger companies kind of work as, bringing in multiple products from different suppliers. Then they retest them, certify them under their own COs, and that is what they supply to the end customer. So that is how the supply chain is defined. So it is the quality qualification first happens at this integrator level, which is definitely one very large MNC company. And then the second stage of qualification happens at the end customer level.
Right.
Here it is again, so if SDA, I have been saying all these years, is a very difficult entry barrier, most difficult part to get an entry into this, you wait for the opportunity for years. This particular segment is even worse than that. It demands a lot of patience, and when the time is right, and probably we could start. We have been working in this since almost, I think now 8 or 9 years now, when we are seeing first light of commercialization happening now.
And this is also not commercialization. This is just getting into validation. Actual commercialization we expect by end of 2028, early 2029. When the product will be really used into chip manufacturing.
Right. So, as far as I understand it, sir, we'd be selling it to maybe Japanese or the South Korean MNC, and then eventually they'd be sending it to the Taiwan. Am I correct?
Correct.
And, sir, the pilot plant that we have set up for the semiconductor space, so what level of purity have we achieved, and what are the costs that were involved? Because this multi-state distillation and vacuum systems, they'd be much costly. So
that whole setup is already ready. So that setup is already ready. We are going to actually display our first commercial scale batch, not the pilot scale. Pilot scale trials have been finished long back. Now we are talking of our first plant scale batch, which has to be dispatched in this quarter. So that whole setup is in place, and when we are talking in terms of purity levels, I mean, not purity, so purity is answered, it goes as 99.99 something. But in terms of impurity levels, we are talking of impurity profiles all below 1 ppb, 1 parts per billion. So we are talking of 1000 parts per trillion range.
Got it. And so this chemical, so where would it be used? Would it be used in etching or cleaning process or photoresist?
Etching and
Right, sir. Thank you so much, sir. That's it for me.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question. And with that concludes the question and answer session. I now hand the conference back to Mr. Ajesh Pillai for the closing comments.
Thank you. On behalf of Tatva Chintan, thank you for joining us on today's earnings call. We trust that we have addressed most of your questions during the discussion. Should you require any further clarification, please feel free to reach out and we will be happy to connect offline. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of ICICI Securities, we conclude this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.